Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live from Fork Fest 2022 here in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. It's actually the 6th annual Fork Fest, and it's an absolutely beautiful day. A little chilly for, you know, this part of the day, but I mean, that's sort of normal here. We are up here in the mountains of New Hampshire, so you don't get much further north in the United States, in the continental United States, than this. I mean, sure, there are some places in Maine, but generally we're on up there, and it does get a little bit chilly. Like last night, I was surprised by how chilly it got.
We had the fire going, and I must say, boy, I think I'm hungover. But we had the fire going, and I didn't realize how chilly it got until I left to, you know, relieve myself of the pressures of everyday life.
Sure.
And I returned. By the time I returned, I was like shivering.
I believe it. Yeah. I didn't think I was going to need my hoodie again this year because it's almost July, right?
But no. Well, right now it's perfect for me. I mean, this is, you know, maybe we're at 70 or something, partly cloudy. There's a nice breeze.
Whereas last night you're playing the bake your shins game. Do I fry the hairs on my shins or do I freeze in the cold?
Yeah.
So, interesting news today. Anthony Fauci says that he's experienced rebound COVID symptoms after taking Pfizer's antiviral Paxlovid, which studies now show is not effective for people who are vaccinated. And for the,
wow. the more this guy's alive, the more of a dumbass he's revealed to be.
But there's some weird stuff going on here. I did not realize he's 81 years old. Yeah. He looks like he might be 58 or 59 years old. It's got to be the adrenochrome or something. I don't know what's going on.
Is he doing the hyperbaric age chambers?
No,
He's got access to the best adrenochrome on Earth. You got that good Chinese adrenochrome from all the money that he's sending into their Wuhan labs. I mean, primo stuff.
He has a Tempur-Pedic cryogenic bed.
I don't know what's going on with him, but I know what 80-year-olds look like. And they don't look like 58-year-olds.
He's kept alive by the power of the dark side of the force, you know.
And that dude looks like a mouse.
He does. He is a bit mousy.
He's got a mousy-looking demeanor to him.
But, like, Nancy Pelosi is also in her 80s. Where are the wrinkles on these people? Like, my 80-year-old grandmother looks like she could die at any minute.
I'd say Nancy Pelosi looks about the same as far as that goes.
She's
a wrinkle with teeth, honestly.
So Dr. Fauci has tested positive for COVID-19 despite, you know, certainly being vaccinated against COVID-19 and boosted against COVID-19. I don't know how many booster shots he's had, but it's at least one. I would speculate he's probably had two or three at this point, or he's lying about the entire thing. No, I don't know. I don't trust Dr. Fauci. But
it's one of those, like, when they gave the injection to Joe Biden on live television, it's like, there's no chance that that's actually the injection. I mean, you wouldn't want to risk that. I mean, there is a small proportion that immediately has a negative effect to these things, and you could not possibly risk that. So
there was a reason you had to wait for, like, half an hour after getting the, you know, your shots at the vaccination places.
Right.
But according to Pfizer's own data, the drug is limited in its abilities to fight COVID-19 in a vaccinated person. So, like, the science was settled as far as Paxlovid goes, and it's not effective against, you know, people who are vaccinated already.
And if it's not effective, it doesn't sound safe either.
It doesn't sound safe because the warning noted that none of the reported rebound cases saw patients suffer a severe case of COVID-19, though Fauci described his symptoms as much worse. So here's what happened. He tested positive for COVID-19. He started taking Paxlovid. 3 days later, he tested negative. On day 4, he tested positive again, because why not? And his symptoms were significantly worse at that point. At the same conference where he announced the rebound, Fauci called for an aggressive national vaccine campaign despite being vaccinated and still getting COVID-19 and evidently still getting fairly severe symptoms.
Well, with that kind of reliable testing, can you blame him?
I'm not willing to be the guinea pig for this, but I sure would like to see like a medical side-by-side of somebody like Fauci, you know, assuming he's been vaccinated the three or whatever, you know, quantity of times, plus then taking this other antiviral drug against somebody like me who just got COVID, got over it, and has never been vaccinated for it at all. In fact, isn't on any medical drugs of any kind as far as prescriptions are concerned. So I would like to see, like, what's the biological difference between those two?
Certainly. I mean, COVID-19 was the last time that I was sick, and that was, you know, in late March of 2021. And the only symptoms I really had, other than the loss of smell and taste, which was total, and it's something I will never forget in its totality, but other than that, I was tired and sore for like a day, and then I was right back to normal.
It hit you differently than it hit me. I had classic flu symptoms, but not in the same order as the classic flu. Like, normally, when I get the flu, it starts out with, like, the sniffles, and then it kind of goes into my lungs, and I cough a bunch, and then I'll get the fever and the sweats, and then I might feel nauseous, and then I'll bust a sweat, you know, break the fever, and then get over it. When I had the COVID, symptoms were out of order. I had the chills and the sweats first. Right, and then I had the aches and pains, then I had the runny nose and the cough, right? So it was this weird progression of symptoms out of order from the regular flu.
See, I didn't have any of that, and I wouldn't have even known I was sick if it wasn't for the loss of taste and smell. I mean, that was what clued me in that something was wrong.
Yep.
And for a day, I was more tired and more sore than usual, but at the same time, that particular period, I was, you know, doing Free Talk Live 5 nights a week and still working 55 hours at my main job, so it was completely understandable that on this random Friday, I would be more tired and sore than normal.
Right.
I wouldn't have thought anything about it except for the fact that that was the first time in my employment at that place in more than 3 years that I went home early because I didn't feel well. So I did not feel well.
Yeah.
But the next day I felt just fine, other than not being able to smell or taste. I remember cracking a joke prior to getting COVID-19 that if you lose your sense of smell and taste because of COVID, go eat at Local Burger, which is a local burger spot in Keene. Because the taste of their food is so potent that you will burp it up for hours after eating it.
Local burper?
Yes. And I was convinced that if anything could restore my sense of smell and taste, that would be it.
Didn't work, did it?
It didn't. And it was shocking. I will never forget the eerie and weird experience of not being able to smell or taste. It really screwed me up as a smoker.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize at the time how much of my body these cues about my nicotine levels comes from how much smoke I, you know, have aftertaste in my mouth. So I would put out a cigarette and then immediately feel like I wanted another one just because I didn't have those.
I don't taste ashtray yet.
Right.
Well, I obviously need another one. No, it's really, really bizarre. It's like, because usually, like, okay, you lose your sense of smell in a normal way, you know, things get plugged up, but you've got, like, you know, salty, sweet, all of that. No, the only thing I could even, like, notice that I had eaten was from spice. If you put enough spice on something, you could feel the burn of it, and that's it.
See, I didn't even experience that. Like, I was drinking hot sauce during part of it because I didn't taste it anyway, right?
You're just cracking open a bottle.
Yeah. No, I was just doing it like as a sideshow, right? I mean, it was amusing to me that
hey,
I
man,
just...
you want to do some shots
hey,
at Tabasco?
Nerve damage, watch this.
But none of that, well, I mean, ordinary Tabasco is not going to even get noticed by my tongue even when I'm not sick. But yeah, I mean, when I'm used to, you know, having my sense of smell and taste be altered a bit when I'm sick with the flu or something like that. This wasn't that. This was its distinct own thing, and it sucked.
Yeah, that's why when they came out with, oh, it's just like that except for the defining feature. It's like, so you're talking about a cold. Because that is a very, very thick line between any kind of normal sickness and suddenly losing all of your ability to smell and taste.
What I had, I would not describe as a cold. I would describe it as flu-like because, you know, I was definitely down and out for a good 5 days solid.
Mark was also down for quite a while. Yeah. But, I mean, Mark is pestilence these days. So that's not overly surprising.
I did stay away from everybody for the full 2 weeks. And, of course, you know, when you get over something like that, for me, because I was a smoker for so long, the symptoms in the lungs, the cough, the hack, you know, my voice quality suffered. So I probably wouldn't have been able to speak into the microphone for the full 2 weeks anyway. So
we're going to be making fun of Dr. Fauci here in just a moment for taking Paxlovid, which isn't effective in people who have been vaccinated, but he took it anyway because the science doesn't matter. It's all a system of religious beliefs anyway, and he's the priest, so he says what the religious beliefs are. There's more coming up here. It is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live from ForkFest 2022 here in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest goes on until July the 3rd, so you can still come out and hang out with us next ForkFest style party. If you want to learn more about it, it's decentralized. No one is in charge, so everyone is in charge. If you want to have an event or something like that, well, you have to put it together. We're not going to put it together for you. That's ForkFest.party. We are here at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire, making fun of Anthony Fauci, who, 81 years old, and I can understand why an 81-year-old would want to be vaccinated against, you know, even the flu, right? I get that. But my issue with all of this was that COVID-19 clearly is about, like, the flu, and it's not going to kill people who are, you know, 30 years old. The vaccine, however, seems to. Fauci, well, hold on, Paxlovid, let me back up. For those who don't know, Paxlovid is an antiviral drug produced by Pfizer that is supposed to help one combat a COVID-19 infection.
Is that why it rhymes with COVID?
I presume so.
Because I think that's the dumbest thing, that it rhymes with COVID.
Oh, well, how about Comirnaty?
Pax.
And what?
Comirnaty.
Comirnaty?
Yeah, that's the official name of their vaccine. Oh. That could be the Moderna one. One of them is called Comirnaty.
I don't know how these people select their names. Like, I don't even know how to say BioNTech? BioNTech?
I say BioNTech.
Yeah, me too.
Are you sure?
No, I'm
no.
not.
See, that's
never
just what I say.
Poor name selection.
Absolutely. So that's
Comirnaty.
That's Paxlovid. It was anointed as America's silver bullet against COVID-19 by some health officials and even President Joe Biden, because, you know, it's common for health officials to talk about silver bullets against vaccines. It's not weird at all. It may not have effectiveness for people who are already vaccinated, according to its manufacturer Pfizer's own data. Fauci, 81, broke the news while speaking remotely at the Foreign Policy Global Health Forum. Earlier this month, Fauci tested positive for the virus with mild symptoms, including fatigue, which is the only symptom that I really had other than, excuse me, Azria is like assaulting Captain over there. Azria is my dog, for those who don't know. She's just like flipping out all
over.
She's
doing what can only be described as wallowing.
Yeah, in the grass.
Detects something in the grass and she's rubbing her body all over it as aggressively as possible.
So, fatigue is the only symptom I got when I had COVID-19, other than they said they lost its smell and taste. As Fauci's symptoms grew worse, slightly worse, he began a 5-day course of Paxlovid, because it's a 5-day course, apparently.
I wish one of the symptoms was loss of Fauci.
Well, if COVID was as deadly as people suggested, it would be, right? Following that course, Fauci said that he tested negative for the virus 3 days in a row. So this dude tested himself for the virus 3 days. How unscientific is that? You have this sickness, so you start taking an antiviral med, and the next day you test yourself for the virus?
I have a very strong immune system.
Clearly. He decided to test again on the fourth day, 4 days in a row, testing himself for COVID-19. The result came back positive. So I'm surprised that on the second or the first day of taking Paxlovid, he did not test positive. But on the fourth day, he did. In May, the Centers for Disease Control issued a formal warning regarding a COVID-19 rebound as a result of a course of Paxlovid. So Paxlovid apparently can make COVID-19 rebound in you, where you thought you were getting better. And then you start taking this antiviral that's supposed to, you know, help you defeat COVID-19.
Yeah.
And instead, COVID-19 gets worse.
Well, that's
where
good
we're
for
at.
Your health.
Yeah, that's where we're at in the medical industry here, is that this thing, it makes COVID worse in people. It resurges COVID in people. And that's the treatment that doctors and, you know, Fauci are recommending for COVID-19.
I remember when we used to pretend that things had to make you better for them to get approved and purchased.
It is crazy to me.
I was reminded in conversation last night here at ForkFest around the campfire of the term cult of personality. And I'm thinking, Mr. Fauci, you qualify.
Oh, yeah.
Certainly. The agency said that some patients who were prescribed Paxlovid suffered a recurrence of symptoms or tested positive for COVID-19 between 2 and 8 days after recovery. The CDC, so some percentage of people who were, you know, in the sample group that tested COVID Paxlovid for the government or for Pfizer or whatever, some of them had symptoms get worse. Some of them had a resurgence of symptoms, and yet this drug still made it to market.
I'm your doctor. You come in, I'm like, okay, so I want you to take these. Will they help, Doc? They might not. In fact, they might make you worse, but I want you to take them anyway.
Yeah, you're like, what is the chance here? Like, is it a 98% chance of it making you better and a 2% chance of making you worse? Because at that point, I think I would just take my chances, you know, even if
it
is only...
Why don't we just skip to the end where they force us all to get infected with whatever disease it is?
Well, see, that's what I ended up doing, and I haven't been sick since. I don't know if I got the Delta strain. I don't even know that I had COVID-19, except for the lost sense of smell and taste that lasted for like 7 weeks. It lasted an unusually long time for me.
Well, and I'm in the same boat. I did not get tested for it when I was sick. However, I don't trust any tests because they haven't isolated the thing. And so how do I know that, you know, whatever result you're giving me is actually for this thing that I supposedly have?
Yeah, it's certainly. Like, wait a second. Is this the test that a pawpaw fruit also tests positive on?
Yeah, like or a glass of water tested positive for. Like,
yeah, so, I mean, it's the pieces of information that stick out to me are absolutely the loss of smell and taste completely is like nothing I've ever experienced before.
Yeah, it's unique.
And that definitely happened while they're talking about this, you know, terrifying virus whose numbers are not all that terrifying.
Yeah,
so I assume that that's what caused it and that that's a novel virus because I've certainly never had that before.
Yeah, I had never experienced anything like that before. Again, being sick is one thing and having it, you know, screw with your sense of smell and taste is one thing. But this is a total loss.
Right.
And that is the key feature of COVID-19. The CDC announcement said that there was not enough data to make a conclusion on the cause for the rebound of COVID-19 symptoms. The agency noted that none of the reported rebound cases saw patients suffer a severe recurrence. None of them except Dr. Fauci, apparently. In his announcement about his COVID rebound, Fauci said his symptoms were, quote, much worse after he tested positive for the second time. So not only did Paxlovid drag out his fight with COVID-19, but it made him sicker.
Doesn't this illustrate the fact that, you know, the vaccines don't work? I mean, isn't this like a large illustration? Not only do they not work, but...
To the logical person...
It appears to make it worse.
To the logical person, certainly it's evidence that the vaccines don't work. But the way they spin this is they say, well, I would have died if I wasn't vaccinated, or it would have been worse. It's just a religious belief.
Well, you know, if they hadn't been triple boosted, they'd have come back as zombies.
Right? I mean, that's...
Because it's always, no matter what, it's worse if you weren't vaccinated. So if they're dead, man, it's a good thing they had the shot.
That is the case that they seem to be making. So, I mean, it doesn't matter whether or not, you know, they logic suggests he probably would have been just fine despite not being vaccinated, as all of us were. But there is more coming up here from ForkFest 2022. You can come hang out with us as at Rogers Campground. Check out the website at ForkFest, the unofficial website at ForkFest.party. It is Free Talk Live.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
10,000 civilian casualties are being reported as Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine goes on. The United Nations warning that number is most likely considerably higher. It went on to say it has documented violations of international human rights and humanitarian law, including war crimes. R&B singer R. Kelly is sentenced to 30 years in prison after he was convicted of racketeering and sex trafficking charges. One of his victims, Lizette Martinez, who was 17 when she was abused by R. Kelly, says she wasn't sure if the singer would ever be held accountable.
I'm grateful for today, and I'm grateful that Robert Sylvester Kelly is away, and will stay away, and will not be able to harm anyone else.
R. Kelly denies any wrongdoing, and his team plans to appeal. This is USA Radio News. On the sidelines of the G7 summit, French President Emmanuel Macron told President Biden that Saudi Arabia and the UAE can't do much to raise oil output. On Fox and Friends Wednesday, Congressman Steve Scalise is now more critical of President Biden's energy policies.
5,700 miles to go beg a foreign country to do something they're not going to be able to do, they don't have the capacity to do, when we've got the energy here, but it's shut down because of Joe Biden's policies.
In July, the president is set to meet with the Saudi crown prince in an attempt to increase oil production and ease gas prices. AAA says more people will be on the road this 4th of July weekend despite the rising gas prices. 48 million Americans are expected to travel 50 miles or more by car. The average price for a gallon of regular gas is $4.86 a gallon. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live from Porkfest 2022 here at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. And I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. If you don't already know about cryptocurrency and you want to get into it, head on over to Bitcoin.com. Learn about this technology before getting into it. Don't just go online and start buying it, not knowing what you're actually getting. Or worse, buying an Ethereum token that's called Bitcoin, because some of those exist, like Bitcoin Silver and stuff like that. None of them are actually Bitcoin. Well, Bitcoin Silver you can't actually buy because it was a scam, to no surprise whatsoever. So Bitcoin.com is where you want to go to learn about it. That's the most trusted source for this sort of information. Click getting started at the top of the page and take a few minutes out of your day to learn about this important world-changing technology that's Bitcoin.com. But if you do already know about Bitcoin, news.bitcoin.com will allow you to stay up to date on all of the news and headlines that are relevant to you, all on a sleek, easy-to-use modern website. That's news.bitcoin.com. With you today, it's Aria.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass is here.
And we're making fun of Dr. Fauci here and just the insanity of COVID-19. According to a June 22nd University of California San Diego School of Medicine study, good Lord, why do they have to name their universities 14 words?
It's to force you to use alliteration.
I mean, clearly. They did a study, COVID-19 rebound symptoms after a course of COVID, of a Paxlovid. Paxlovid are caused because not enough of the drug was getting to infected cells to stop all viral replication. But Fauci was already getting better, because that's what happens when you get sick, right? Unless you die.
Yeah, I love how they're sidestepping. We have no idea why your symptoms got worse. I have a theory as to why a person, not even necessarily in this case, but, oh, you were sick, and you were getting better, and now you're getting worse. I have a theory as to why possibly you might be getting worse. It could be that that you know, invasive species of bacteria or virus, in this case, is winning again.
We've had a few, we were talking about it during the break, sort of a review of how we make fun of Mr. Fauci, and it was the Fauci Ouchie, right, the name for the shot.
Yeah.
And then... I call him Dr. Anthony Fauci for all the lies he's told.
Sure.
And what was the other
one? My favorite is Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Fauci, right. Yeah, that's probably the best one.
So this study refers to this where the drug doesn't get to enough infected cells to stop all viral replication. I don't know. They call that a lack of exposure to the drug. I call that an ineffective drug, right? When I have, you know, some bacterial infection or something like that and I take penicillin, the penicillin is going to reach the infected cells and it's going to do its thing. If it didn't do its thing, people are like, okay, well, clearly it's not effective against that particular bacteria or whatever. However, in the case of Paxlovid, there's like, oh, it's just a lack of exposure. It's not the drug not doing the one thing it's supposed to do.
Our product is great. You should have taken more. But there's a really specific amount. No, it's clearly not reaching your cells. Take more. Buy another dose.
The day after the study was published, Pfizer published its phase 2 of 3 Paxlovid trial data, because I don't know why they... I don't know why this drug can get to market without Pfizer publishing all of its data on the drug. Do we not have the right to be informed about the things that we're putting into our
bodies?
Someone
hasn't been paying attention to our medical oppression.
No, you
know.
No,
we have no rights to know any of this information. They have all of the protections, and we have no right to even sue them directly if we, you know, die from it.
Well, that's true of the vaccines. I don't know if it's true of Paxlovid. I know we can't sue Pfizer if you die from the vaccines or anything like that. They have full immunity or something to that effect.
Well, it comes down to the protection will always be there for the corporation and not for the individual. It would protect the individual for us to know, okay, how did you test this thing? What were the results of your tests when you tested this thing? And who was measuring those, and have they been paid off in the process?
The data analyzed Paxlovid's ability to prevent hospitalization or death, depending on a person's vaccination status and individual risk profile. I'm very curious to see this, because how do you determine that Paxlovid prevented hospitalization or death? There's no way to prove that. It's just speculation.
We've decided that conjecture is equivalent to proof.
That's exactly what they're saying here. It's insane that it's flying with the American public. It found that a fully vaccinated person with little personal risk had little to gain from using the drug. Shocking.
I just have this vision of, some sort of, good guys eventually dragging Dr. Fauci off into the distance as he's screaming, I am the science! I am the science!
Paxlovid is to be used by a COVID-positive person to limit symptoms and prevent them from being serious enough to require intense medical care. Wasn't that what they said the vaccine was supposed to do? Because it didn't prevent a person from getting COVID-19 or anything like that. Like,
sure didn't.
Like the vaccines that I generally get against infections, they prevent me from getting those infections. COVID-19's vaccine, though, it works differently. It doesn't prevent infection. It prevents you from getting severe symptoms.
Boy, they were sure claiming that it did for a good long time.
It did, and then they changed it.
Well, yeah, because it didn't prevent anyone from getting COVID-19.
Just like they changed the 14 days.
Yes, you mean 14 days to lock down or 14 days before you could...
I mean, both things they changed, so, I mean, all of the above.
They did. In America, it's 6 feet. That's social distancing, right?
Yeah.
But in the UK, if I remember correctly, it was 1 meter, which is closer to three feet.
Yeah.
Right? So it's completely arbitrary. It depends on where you're at in the world, apparently.
Well, you Americans are too disobedient, so we had to double the distance.
Let's not forget the traffic directing arrows that they painted on all of your frickin' grocery stores.
Oh, dude, I ignored those. Like, of course, it was a rat maze.
Have you noticed that they went away right quick?
Yeah, once the COVID-19 pandemic, quote, ended, I mean, no one announced that it ended, but, like, looking around, I mean, it ended in fall, autumn of last year.
I've seen a whole bunch of them plexiglass walls between me and the cashier are no longer there, yeah. And places that they put them up fresh and hired people to come in and construct new things to, like, I don't know, because you're handing them your cash that's, you know, you've touched or whatever, and they touch all your groceries, so I'm sure that plexiglass did a lot to keep people safe.
Certainly.
It was nice watching the sentiment change. It's you could gauge very firmly, okay, this one believes it's temporary because that's made of tape,
mm-hmm.
and their plexiglass is not plexiglass, it's just a sheet of plastic. And as soon as it's like, oh no, they believe this is permanent, you can see them like get special stickers printed out and in some cases actually painted on the floor. They're like, okay, society has changed.
It has definitely been alarming to see that sort of thing, right? I know at the place I worked at, they just printed some stuff off and used tape to get the effect that they wanted. But there were other places that they like bought pre-printed stickers and stuff like that. It was very frustrating to watch it all play out. But then COVID-19 ended, and I remember, I went to Louder Than Life last year, which was a very large festival. I think there were 150,000 people there at peak. I don't remember the exact number, but
sounds like a good gig.
Yeah, the person I was there with had been vaccinated. You know, they believed the media. One of the people I was there with, they believed in media narrative. And like looking around, it was clear most of the people there fall into that category of, you know, probably vaccinated. They believe the media narrative. They believe that, you know, COVID-19 was deadly and all this stuff. And yet, there they were at this music festival with 150,000 other people. Because I'm convinced.
I know this will kill me, but I love the jams.
Well, after, you know, a year and a half-ish of not having any live music whatsoever to really go to, what I firmly believe happened was Americans just got sick of COVID-19. They just got sick of the pandemic, sick of the lockdowns, and they just went back to their lives.
And they wouldn't have if it had been what they told us it was.
Right.
If this was this deadly plague that they all told us it was, we would not have gotten tired of living.
And this should be a lesson to the general population that if you'd have just behaved in that way in the first frickin' place, we wouldn't have had to go through all the BS that we did.
It would be nice if people had learned that lesson, but sadly, they didn't. When we get back, we're going to be talking about the five stages of totalitarianism. That's what's coming up here, because it progresses. You don't just arrive with a Hitler one day or some other, you know, authoritarian leader. There is more coming up here from Forkfest. It is Free Talk Live.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live from Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. A beautiful day here, partly cloudy, but warm, breezy. It's a comfortable day. I want to say thank you to Kristen E., who was yesterday's amplifier. That means Kristen was a member of the AMPS program. You can find it at amps.freetalklive.com. And I just realized that I did not update the amplifier, so Kristen E., thank you again. I thanked her last week, and I'm here at Rogers Campground, so, processing some of this stuff. I usually do it for a few weeks in advance so that I don't have to do it while I'm here. But last year, or at some point, we switched to a digital record-keeping system. So I just do it on the fly because it's, why not, right? It's,
right,
I got access to it right there, and I don't have to print it out and take it with me. But then, I get here and I forget to do it. So anyway, we do have an apps program. That's amps.freetalklive.com. If you value the show, if you like the ideas of Liberty being on close to 200 radio stations, go to amps.freetalklive.com. Because that stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. And it's the best way to help Free Talk Live reach a larger audience. So to all of our amplifiers, I want to say thank you so much for your contributions. We're glad you enjoy the show. We've been making fun of Dr. Fauci, though, and that's related, I would think, to totalitarianism. Because for the last 2.5 years or so, it's lightened up a lot during the last year. But prior to that, we lived in this sort of totalitarian medical hellscape where a rule by Dr. Fauci, like Donald Trump, I was surprised to learn from Jeffrey Tucker, could not have replaced Anthony Fauci. Even if he had, wanted, he did try to fire him, apparently.
Yeah.
And it was just beyond the purview of the president. That's another thing that got me about the January the 6th hearings yesterday, and I don't pay attention to them, but, I do make sure the show's going just fine, so I pulled up freetalklive.com, and, the news digest that we have going on there talked about how this Secret Service agent refused to take Donald Trump back to the Capitol building. He's like, but I'm the effing president. So, okay, well, who are these people getting their orders from?
Right?
If it's not the president? Like, who, you would think, you know, the Secret Service would be beholden to the orders of the president.
You would think.
But no, clearly not.
They take their orders from, I'll tell you. No, I can't. It's a secret.
It is a secret.
Well, now, this really does change the game, though, because when you think, oh, those large men with their guns who are constantly around this, you know, supposed leader of the free world, they're on his side. They do what he says. When you suddenly realize, no, they're taking orders from someone else, it's like, oh, well, then that's not really the president now, is it? Like, clearly, I mean, if you ever see me surrounded by a bunch of armed men and I can't tell them to go away, then I'm kind of not responsible for what I'm saying.
One would think so. Anyway, we're going to talk about now about the five stages of totalitarianism. So tell us more about that, Captain.
This from Mises Wire. Yeah, everybody loves the list.
Absolutely.
And this crossed my purview not too long ago, and I thought it was worth reviewing for certain. Fears of a growing totalitarian tendency in the U.S. have swelled during 2020 to 2022.
Well, that's because totalitarianism itself swelled between 2020 and 2022.
So how close are we really to a totalitarian state? I don't actually know the definition of totalitarianism when it's referred to, you know, these totalitarianism states.
I mean, I'm looking it up, but I just generally think, like,
talking to
totalitarianism
the mic,
is to authoritarianism what anarchy is to libertarianism.
Okay.
Like, when you've reached the totality of all power being in the authority and none of it being vested anywhere else.
I suspect it's going to be like fascism in that there isn't a universally agreed upon definition.
Right. How have such regimes come about historically, and what are the warning signs? This article will answer these questions by examining the totalitarian regimes in the 18th and 20th centuries and the patterns in which they came to power. So stage one, apparently.
Well, I mean, didn't Hayek already do this in The Road to Serfdom? Isn't that exactly what The Road to Serfdom is about? It's about
the Road
the rise
to Serfdom
of
is the pillars of what a state is versus...
No, it's about the rise of totalitarianism and, you know, central planners coming along and promising to solve all of the people's problems, and then, of course, everything just gets worse.
I think this is more like a, if you're a spectator, just sort of watching the world, like,
okay,
what are the signs that, you know, a government has advanced into totalitarianism?
Okay.
Stage one, apparently, is discontent and rumblings. Now, I know I'm discontent. I don't know about y'all.
I rumble as loudly as I can.
We certainly try to rumble, at least here on Free Talk Live.
Well, I'm like 4 months away from a federal trial, so I am discontent. Yes,
and you've rumbled. Every new order rises on the ruins of the old. Those who would establish a new regime must tap into or generate dissatisfaction with the status quo. However much of those desiring a reset may despise the old order, they can't accomplish much without harnessing or fabricating a similar attitude in the public. Then the revolutionary totalitarian appears as the solution to these problems.
Okay, so yeah, it is basically along the same thing. People are unhappy, so you got this guy come along and says, I can solve all of your problems if you just elect me to office.
Oh, and so there is a little bit of slipperiness with the definition. One of the more technical things is that you don't have multiple political parties, which I look at that and I'm like, I mean, technically the Democrats and Republicans are different, but they've been so long on the exact same agenda. Do we have no difference in our political parties?
I would suggest, I mean, it's like Ice-T said, right? They're two wings on the same bird.
Right.
To me, they're identical.
Yeah, and if they always act in concert with each other, in what sense are they really different parties?
Right.
So as far as that goes, I think we have totalitarianism.
But I like that definition because it points out that Ukraine, you know, the hero of the left, you know, is the democracy. They're totalitarianism.
Yes.
Because Zelensky recently abolished and banned and outlawed the party that was competing with him. I think he had the politician who was directly competing with him arrested. I'm not 100% sure about that, but I do know
a big red flag to, well, just about everyone.
Yeah.
Right? Like, no, we're just going to stick with the one party that we have. We're not allowing more parties.
Don't you know it's important to stand with totalitarian Nazis? I mean, Ukraine?
That's another thing. I love it when, you know, when people come out and they're like, you know, I support Ukraine. Or I'm like, oh, okay. How long have you been a Nazi sympathizer?
Nice.
They hate that, but it's true, right?
It is.
All the evidence suggests that, you know, there are Nazis fighting for Ukraine's administration. I mean, that's indisputable.
And they're not like some tiny little secret little, oh, well, there's like five of them over here. No, they're a significant part of the political machinery in that country.
It appears they have at least an entire division. And I think they formed initially as outside of the Ukrainian army, sort of like as a militia. But then they were incorporated into the official Ukrainian army. So, yes, for those who have forgotten, Ukraine has a literal Nazi division. They have all of these symbols, all of the swastikas. They have it all, right? They are outright Nazis.
Yeah, that amazed me. It's like, how hard was it for you to incorporate Nazis into your army? Because it looks like not that difficult.
That's true. Like, if there was an open Nazi division in the United States, they would struggle to some degree. Like, open Nazis. Like, a lot of them are secretly Nazis. But, you know, if they were open about it, it would be a struggle to incorporate that into the same military branch that allows gay people and trans people. Well, it doesn't allow trans people anymore, but gay people and, you know, people of color.
Wait, you're saying they're closet Nazis?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right.
I mean, there have been studies about this. There was a Nazi, Satanist, gay thing. I don't remember the exact details, but Ian and I talked about it here like 2 years ago at Forkfest. And it was,
yeah, the leadership of the Nazi Party did not do what they told everyone in Germany they were doing.
Certainly not. So what is the second stage of totalitarianism?
Well, stage two appears to be the false savior and the first revolution. After identifying and appealing to the people's discontent, the totalitarian presents himself as a savior. In stage two, the revolutionary totalitarian enacts a dramatic change to solve the problem and the discontent from stage one.
Right.
So we see this all the time with politicians. I'm going to raise a tax over here. We're going to put that money towards this thing, and it'll end it. We'll have solved the problem.
But, I mean, obviously, it never solves the problem. It just exacerbates other problems.
They take advantage.
We will end terrorism by making sure you have no rights.
And also by using terrorism for you to fund our cockamamie scheme.
More or less. So this does sound, again, very similar to the Rosa Sartre, which it is probably 10 or 15 years since I actually read it. But it's breaking that down and reducing it to a five-step article that, you know, is available for mass digestion, because it was kind of hard to find a copy of the Rosa Sartre 10 or 15 years ago. There is a cartoon version of it that I believe you can still find online, and it's entertaining, and I would definitely recommend checking it out. I'll see if I can find it during the break here. But this is what we're talking about, the five stages of totalitarianism, how people come along promising to be saviors. They're going to solve all of your problems. They're going to solve the pandemic, the economic crises, all of these other things. There is more coming up. It is Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.